Deep Fried Pickle Project. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you all. Woo. Well, we just love it here. We feel like this is kind of like our second home. This is our fourth year, and this is our favorite festival ever. So please give it up for the folks that put this all together and our sound guy, Chris, and everybody out there. Thank you.
Well, Daniel, do we want to talk a little bit about our instruments?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so that song featured the Panjo Lele, which is two cake pans and a stick. These are toothpicks. It is tuned just like a ukulele. If I pulled the strings off, this pan would pop off, and then this one is just screwed on. The only thing holding it on is the strings. It was designed by a Michigan artist named Chester Winowicki.
Give it up for Chester Winowicki.
You can find the plans online. Just search for Panjo Lele. All the plans come up. Awesome little thing.
It also featured some kazoo from Catherine.
Yep.
And in a little bit here, yeah, we're going to be doing a breakout workshop where you can choose one of six different instruments to learn how to play. We will teach you in 10 minutes everything you need to know to make your own jug band. So stick around, and we'll be doing that. She'll do kazoo. Alan's going to do song sandwiches.
Dang, you want to talk about that instrument?
I'll do jug, and then Montego here. Give it up for Montego, the artist. He's going to do various toys. And then my son Max over there, Max Daniel. Give it up for Max on the washboard there. He'll be doing a washboard workshop, so you have your pick. This instrument right here, this is called a washtub bass. After the show, I can show you how to make one. But basically, it's a stick, a string, and a tub. It's as easy as that, folks, and you all can play the bass like nobody's business if you make one of these. I'll show you after the show how to make it. But here you go. That's it. Right there. Yeah. So we're going to do we learned this one for the festival.
We did. This was our very first John Hartford song. It's the first one we ever,
the first one that caught our attention.
Yes.
Because... I mean,
well,
it just, you know, once you hear it, it kind of grabs your...
It does. And we've always talked about doing it. It's the first John Hartford song we heard and made us, you know, look into John Hartford's music. So we haven't heard too many people cover it. So, yeah, we're going to do this one. You ready for this, Daniel?
Let's do it.
I switch.
Do you?
Yeah.
You got all your stuff?
I start, yeah, I'm good.
All right, you got your horns?
Oh, I do, man.